بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وقال سبحانه وتعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين وقال سبحانه وتعالى ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين وقال سبحانه وتعالى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Brothers and respected elders, beloved friends, it is a known fact that the different departments of this world have failed. Through the media, the medium of newspapers, internet, cell phone access, letterheads, billboards, and a host of those amenities that are available to give news to one, all depict the simple fact that the departments of this world have failed. The political arena is a failure. The economic arena is a failure. The social arena is a failure. Each and every part and department of this world, in its structure, it has got glitter and glamour. When a person looks at it, inke andar bahut naaz aur nakhra hota hai. It appears to be very beautiful. And it appears to be in order. But when a person will look into it, they'll only find shambles in every department. And as a result of things not being in order, then the next particular event to come about is anarchy in every part of the world. However, people who are involved in these departments, in running the world, so to say, they will try to solve out the problems. In the social arena, in the economic arena, in the political arena, they will say now, to have excellent politics, we need democracy. To run a country properly, we need certain measures in place so that the economic system is not bombarded once again. On the social point of view, they have set up so many systems to see to it that families can run well. Homes must function as a home. Parents and offspring and siblings should have a joyous life. Different mechanisms and meetings upon meetings are taking place. And each time that a solution and a solve is being offered, medically, when the masterminds of the medical field have sat on a boardroom meeting around the table and taken out days to come to a conclusion as to how to solve out the problem of AIDS, Intellectuals, so-called intellectuals, in my opinion, that don't even have a brain larger than a masoor, larger than a lentil, but calling themselves intellectuals, will say that now to solve out the problem of AIDS and the sicknesses of the like, we will now go into the faculties of condomization. Why is it that each time people of the world put their hearts together and minds together to see that they can find the solution, why is it, in layman's terms, a big flop? Why is it that the entire structure that they are setting comes down, crumbling down, like how a child sitting on the seashore, admiring the water, making a sandcastle, and the waves come along and just washes everything down? What's the reason for this, my dear brothers and elders? Every problem has a root. Every situation has some information behind it. The reason why mankind is failing in these departments of the world, and if he does not correct himself, there's a possibility he can fail in the departments of the akhirat. The reason for this is that he's putting aqal, he's putting intelligence, and the intelligentsia that has got a limited sphere, though technologically advanced with the mass mediums of computers and networking, everything seems to be so colossal. But he's using his intelligence, which is limited. On the other hand, Deenul Islam, our deen, which Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us, has got the solutions, and not just the solutions that we throw or shooting into the dark or throwing wild punches, but you'll find we've got the solutions that are concrete, that are solid, that are firm, and the structures of these solutions don't crumble. So whilst we have answered the question as to why the intelligentsia and their solutions fall and crumble, and we have made a statement that the solutions of deen never fail, what is the reason for that now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed each and every person with hawase khamsa. These are the five senses that a person has. And we won't go very much into detail, but sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. To solve and to experiment and to come to a conclusion of something, basically, man uses these five senses. And then if he wants to dwell deeper into a matter, he uses the faculty of reasoning and intelligence. However, as limited as the sight and the hearing and the smell and the taste and the touch of a man, so too, in its own capacity, intelligentsia and intelligence is also limited. On the other hand, shari'i solutions, solutions from Islam and deen, those solutions and solves to every problem, to every problem in deen, is because it is backed by wahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intricate machine, human being, how to run it, how to service it, how to dispose of it, in what way to make it go forward, in what way to construct it when it needs reconstruction, in what way to build it up when it has crumbled. Insan is that particular creation, ashraful makhluqat. When it comes to the creation of insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned insan in a special way. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. This insan, to run his life, to run her life, will require a close relationship with Shariat. will require to now and then and very often relate to wahi as to what ma Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Ammanawaluhu and Janabe Pak Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have got to say about every matter. Now that we have got this scenario in front of us, what is the meaning of deen? Is deen, my dear brothers, a collection of books to say we have got deen? Is it a name of minarets of a masjid to say we have got institutions of deen? Is it the name only of dressing to say we have the dressing of deen? Deen, my dear brothers, is a holistic approach to life. That is a practical way of life. That from theory, it is also in practice. And then you will find that this amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it comes into the ummah, when it comes into the people, whether the person is Muslim or non-Muslim, he will start enjoying the bliss in this particular world. So somebody will ask the question, we have got so much of relationship with deen, so why isn't the world coming about? Or why aren't they coming onto the correct platform? When we have got so much of deen, there again, when we face with this problem, we got to go back into deen. Deen hasn't only got ta'aleem and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Deen hasn't only got zikrullah and ibadat, that is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being the ardent worshipper of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Deen has not only got ikram and that is service to mankind. Deen has got more than that also, brothers. It has got the da'wat of deen. It has got a call to the call which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his Nabi to carry out. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has invited man himself in the Quran Kareem. Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come as a one who will invite mankind and call them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this faculty of deen, or when this aspect of deen, of da'wat, will not remain in the perimeter of certain places and become the parcel of each and every person, then you'll see miracles happening in Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, and the world at large. Wallah, my dear brothers and elders, our association with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is not only on the verbal attribution of it, is not only on the meaning, is not only on the understanding, but on the responsibility of this kalima also. Each and every one of us have come as a complete package. This is an inferiority complex that a person slices his neck with to say that I cannot call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Toba, toba, astaghfirullah. The whole world calls towards this world who has done nothing for him. For everything comes from Allah. It returns to Allah. When this person says I cannot call, he is making a blatant mistake. Every person has the ability to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when da'wat will be made common, and the responsibility carried to the common people, my beloved elders in Masjid al-Hilal today, this afternoon, hear it, let it be understood, and swallow it into the heart of a person. When the work of da'wat will be taken as a work, and it will be portrayed to mankind, then we'll find a difference come in the entire world, whether it is north, south, east, or west. Whether it was the arrogance of Qawm Nuh, or the horror of Namrud, or the tyranny of Ad, or the pride of Thamud, or the terror of Fir'aun, or the ignorance of the Arab in the Jahiliyyah time, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, in each time, whether it was an economic problem and people were usurping the wealth, Allah sent Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam with da'wat. Nuh alayhi salam with da'wat. My dear brothers, Salih alayhi salam with da'wat. Hud alayhi salam with da'wat. Go to the mankind, tell them about me. For when da'wat is given, da'wat ki khasa ye hai ke yakeen paida karna. The speciality of da'wat, my dear brothers and elders, is that it creates conviction. In the Musliman, it will create conviction on those things that he learnt in the maktab. In the ghair Muslim, it will create conviction that there is a believer. In the person who is a Muslim, it will create conviction that the Quran-e-Kareem is the book of Allah. In a non-Muslim, it will create a conviction that there are other books than the final book, and the last of all the books is Quran-e-Kareem. Dawat will bring, my dear brothers, as Mulana Ubaidullah Baryawi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, in one of his talks more than 30 years ago, Allah fil his kabar ud-nur mentions, that four things will happen in the mankind when da'wat will take place. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will bring that person out of deen into deen. That person who's sitting on the fence, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make him come into deen. And that person that's neither hither nor thither, he's sitting, he's sometimes pious, sometimes sinful. When it's eat time, he's a hazrat. And in wedding time, he's also going with the flow. That person will come into deen properly. And the pious person will remain absolutely firm. Dawat has got an outreaching effect that yaqeen is created, my dear brothers. Conviction is created upon the material that is available. In other words, from nukush, it will come into nufus. From paper, it will be downloaded into the heart, and then it will spread to the limbs, and a person will see himself from a different angle after that. Wallah, my dear brothers and elders, the world is a witness to explain what is the outcome of da'wat. Take a country like Sri Lanka, Sri Leone. Some time ago, what did they have in that country, brothers? People were simpletons. Today, alhamdulillah, many parts of that country have got full 100% namazi in the masajid. People are becoming deendar. People are becoming bedar. People are becoming imandar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them shandar also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them shine on the day of Qiyamah also, my dear brothers. Why only speak of the countries that are in the east? Speak of South Africa also. Your own diaries will bear witness. In the 1960s, how many ulama ikrams list we had? That when we want to make a call to an alim, you'll find two or three or four or five famous names of the South African ulama. The rest will be contacts overseas. Today, go into the ulama section of your cell phone and see how many ulamas we got listed. We've got huffaz, then we got Q for qari, and we got M for maulana, and we got M for mufti also. And maybe S for Shaykhul Hadith too. Where all this came from, my dear brothers? Did it rain ulama ikram? Did it rain hidayat? There was some effort that was put behind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is changing the face of this earth. The name of this work of da'wat and tabligh, my dear brothers, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Saab rahmatullah alayhi says that if I had to give a name to the work that I'm doing, it will be Tahreek-e-Iman. It is the work that I'm doing to revive Iman, to bring alive Iman, which is then, in my simple terms I'm explaining, it's a trampoline and a stepping stone to the rest of deen. This work is Ummul Amal, it is a mother of all good. Oh my friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us five amenities. That is our health, wealth and time, and our intelligence and our heart. Jaan, maal, waqt, dil or dimag. These five particular capabilities and amenities, each and every one in his own proximity is using it somewhere. Some have used it to build a mighty empire. Some have used it to construct a home. Some have used it to see the world. And like the Sahaba, they have used it to bring alive deen. Oh my friends, if we take this message and we take it to heart, that da'wat is the missing factor in the ummah at the moment, and then see how I can fit myself into the global picture of hidayat of the mankind, my dear brothers. Alhamdulillah, when the work of da'wat started, my dear brothers, and people's heart went through a renaissance, and a metamorphosis came about them, then you will find, my dear brothers, so many people going to ulama ikram for mashura. Whereas previously they would fill the foyer of the shrink and the psychologist to get a solution to his problem. Alhamdulillah, today thousands are going in one line to go and learn what my spiritual mentor can tell me so that I can function in the different avenues of life. How did this come about, my brothers? How did all those learning seeds that we are seeing and we relish and say, Alhamdulillah, South Africa has got so much of deen to offer, where did it come from? It is, my dear brothers, the effort of Dawat that some way or another is linked up to this. But deen does not stop here. We are a country that has got 50 million plus in our populace. If we all in Masjid al-Hilal today, from the person who's in a front saf, to the person making wuzu, to the one parking his car, top or bottom, make a niyat to understand that this is my work, and this is the work of my Nabi, then my dear brothers and elders, it is 1,000 plus that have understood their mission, given water to that mission, and each person try to make 10 people ready. In a short while it will be 10,000 plus us, my dear brothers, 11,000. Those 11,000 who understand their effort and make 10 people ready, in a short while it will be 110,000. My dear brothers, I don't need to do multiplication in front of you. You have got the computers, press the buttons and see what it times out. Within a short space of 1 year, the entire world, both the Ummat-e-Ijabat and Ummat-e-Dawat will be covered. And everybody, my dear brothers, will be safe from Ghairullah. My friends and elders, Allah's fazal, Allah's karam, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna li rabbika fid dahri nafahat, Allah is blowing his winds of hidayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whatever we are going through in South Africa, is still being very kind to us. These freak storms are only a start of what can happen if somebody does not get the message. Zahar al-fasad fil barri wal bahr bima kasabat eidin nas. If we take up our mission and we work in our family, ku anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, we work on our localities where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa minan nasi bi ya'budu Allah ala harf. There are people who are worshipping Allah on the borders. When they get a hamper, then they also leave Islam and they go on this side. When a hamper comes from this side, they back into deen. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, the work of Dawat is one that is generalized. It never stuck amongst the rich and the popular. But inshallah, this Easter weekend, starting from the 2nd, I'm making a plea, my dear brothers, to each and every person. In the diary, besides the word Ijtima, don't put any other word. On the calendar, besides the word Ijtima, don't put any other takaza and any other commitment. In Phoenix, my dear brothers, to give a brief overview of Phoenix, 15 non-Muslims, one Muslim. 15 non-Muslims, one Muslim. So that person can't breathe la ilaha illallah. In such a hubbub of ghairullah, Allah Jalla Jalalu is showing his miracle. You carry my work, I will open the roads of hidayat. You take my message, I will blow the winds of hidayat. O ummat, O people in Masjid al-Hilal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make you hear the word and the work of Dawat because we have to say mashallah to it. Mashallah, everybody has said. Now it is time to say, Ya Allah, I am planning the future that I'm going to give myself over to the effort. This Ijtima, what is a Ijtima, my dear brothers? Is it a name of tents? Is it a name of scaffoldings? Many come to inspect that these brothers who are going out in the path of Allah, the ingenious men, look at how they design a toilet, look at how they design a shower, tuck shop in no place where there was. That is not an Ijtima, brothers. Ijtima is a name of four amal that took place in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where a prisoner came and saw Dawat, Talim, Ta'allum, Zikrullah and Ibadat. In its field, my dear brothers, and his heart changed. Musarrif al-Qulub, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the heart to Hidayat. This is an Ijtima so that we who are in Masjid al-Hilal, some are from Spencer Road, some are from Reservoir Hills, some are from Overport, some are from Mirbank, you know the masajid. To take that particular environment which we have witnessed in the ijtima, and take it back to our masjid, and now make that masjid a complete factor, a complete replica, and a complete copy of the ijtima of dawat, ta'lim and ta'allum, zikrullah and ibadat and khidmat. Wherever this amal took place, whether it was Madina Sharif, Allah put hidayat and used it as a seat of hidayat. Whether it was Nizamuddin, Allah used it as a seat of hidayat. Whether it was Raiwin that they started from a small shack, Allah used that as a seat of hidayat. Whether it was Kakrail Masjid in Bangladesh, Allah used that as a means of hidayat. Whether it was Dewsbury in the heart of United Kingdom, Allah used that as a means of hidayat. Whether it was Al-Falah in New York, Allah used that as a means of hidayat. Whether it was Masjid Bilal in Sudan, Allah used that as a means of hidayat. What more you want to hear, my dear brothers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us an effort, my dear brothers. Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi says, at times mentioned the dunya benefit of this effort also. My dear brothers, when we will bring this effort into its complete mode of work, then every person will become honest, and every person will become deendar. From the side of looking for the perfect son-in-law, Allah Pak will produce many. From the side of looking for the perfect daughter-in-law, Allah will produce many. You want a manager for your business, you won't have to look far. Allah will give you amanatdar person. You want somebody to help you in any matter, purchase or sale, Allah will give you that. Dunya-wise also will be set. That is why I'm saying, my dear brothers, each and every person that has tried to solve out this deen without deen inside, solve out the problems without deen inside, has come to a big flop, has come to a crumble. And when this dawat will be taken, my dear brothers, and the people shown the way of deen, and then they will implement what is the solution and solves laid down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the matter of economics, we know the masla of interest. In the matter of AIDS, we know what is matrimonization. In the matter of in every field, my dear brothers, we know what is mashura. We know what is mutual consultation. We know what is khidmat al-khalq. We know what is obedience to parents. We know what is miras. Everything will open up onto the people, and you will find a better world, my dear brothers. So to say, in a short while, Allah will make this place like a jannat for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and give you and I, the tawfiq to make this work our work, my dear brothers. I am not saying, my dear brothers, from now, we all close everything down. But come as come when the dua will take place, or when the khutbah is taking place, between the time when the imam will sit down, ulama say there are about 20 occasions on Jumu'ah when du'as are accepted. Amongst them, I'll just mention two. Between the khutbahs, which you mention in your heart, and between Asr and Maghrib, or the last 20 minutes before Maghrib. Today, reserve that time to say in your heart, O Allah, is kaam ki haqeeqat mere saamne khol do, taake main bhi lag jaun. O Allah, open the reality of this effort in front of me, so that I can be accepted. And O my Allah, if it's not open also, let me be accepted either way. Allah pak sabko kabul farma. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.